What's it like to be in charge of the state budget when there is no state budget, and there hasn't been for months? We'll find out on this edition of The Players, your look into who's who in Illinois politics and what they're up to. I'm Amanda Vinicky. Just a couple of days ago, the City Club of Chicago kindly asked me to be part of a panel called, I love this title, Madness on the Prairie, Illinois State Budget Process Gone Wild. I sat next to someone who I thought you'd like to hear from, Tim Neuding. If you're not a government insider, you may not know Neuding, but you know his boss, Republican Governor Bruce Rauner. Neuding is the governor's budget director. A quick bit of background here. This isn't Neuding's first budget rodeo. He's been dealing with the state budget since 1991. Back then, Tim Neuding was a newbie appropriations analyst for the Senate Republicans. That year, too, Illinois politicians and the governor couldn't reach a budget deal by deadline. They figured it out by midsummer, which pales in comparison to now. Illinois is in its fifth month without a deal and counting. What does Budget Director Tim Neuding have to say about it? Here he is at the City Club.
I want to preface this by saying that I will have some optimistic things to say, I think, later, but I'm going to try and provide some context. We are at day, I believe today is exactly day 125 of the budget impasse, the longest in Illinois history. And I want to remind everyone of the context within which we're having this budget impasse, because I think it's important and critically relevant to the discussion that we're going to have here today, and frankly, the discussion that we're having in Springfield regarding the budget and all of the other issues related to the budget. The truth is that Illinois has been in a downward spiral for years. We have not been living up to our potential, our great potential, not even close. We have underperformed the nation economically for at least the last 15 years. We trail the national trends in job growth. Since 2000, the United States has added 10 million jobs nationally. Illinois has received none of those jobs. We have 100,000 less jobs today than we had in the year 2000. We consistently have one of the highest unemployment rates in America. Our national reputation is not good either for our political climate or for our business climate. I think that's well accepted. We have the worst credit ratings in America. Our largest city, this city, has the worst credit rating of any major city in America outside of Detroit. And our largest school district here in Chicago is in financial distress, severe financial distress. In the last 15 years, our state's unfunded pension liabilities have quintupled from $20 billion to now over $100 billion, the worst such deficit in America. We have one of the highest levels of out-migration in America based on many studies, which means people are leaving Illinois for opportunity elsewhere. Illinoisans have lost their mojo. They are down on Illinois. In a Gallup poll conducted last fall, 28% of Illinoisans said that our state, Illinois, is the worst state in which to live. That was the highest of any other state mentioned. 50% of Illinoisans said they'd leave Illinois if they could. That was also the highest of any other state in America. It is against this backdrop that Governor Rauner is advocating for change. And he's encountering severe resistance. And that's what we're going to discuss today. Again, this is day 125 of the budget impasse, the longest budget impasse in Illinois history. The legislature has not passed a balanced budget. We vetoed a $4 billion out-of-balance budget, and there has not been much movement, frankly, since. In the absence of legislative intervention, much spending is locked in through what I like to call the three C's, and that's what we're dealing with now in the governor's budget office. Continuing appropriations, which are written into statute, things like pension payments, payments to local governments, debt service payments, Medicaid rates, all of these things, spending levels are locked into statute by the legislature. Those four items that I just mentioned represent over 50% of the general fund's budget. Those things are happening because by law, they have to. Consent decrees. The courts are essentially, in the absence of a budget, running state finances. And I can promise you, the judges that are making these rulings don't have calculators on their desks. They are forcing us to spend money through consent decree and through court order. Through the three C's, the spending that's happening right now is equal to or greater than the revenue that we have coming in at this point. And then there are other things like the state employee group health plan where we're providing service and payments have to be made. So we are spending to an unbalanced budget on autopilot at this point. At GOMB, we're doing our best to keep government functioning in the absence of appropriation authority, and it's not easy. But in rounding up and in conclusion, there is a struggle for change going on right now in Springfield with Governor Rauner championing change. And the budget is just one component of that discussion.
He is the budget director, so Newding's perspective is important. But it is just one perspective. The City Club had Representative John Bradley of Marion at the event to give Democrats' side. Let's hear a bit from him.
I think we ought to be talking about the budget. I mean, that's the issue that's right in front of everyone that is the most important issue in the state of Illinois. But we ought to be talking about the budget. We all know that there are problems. We all know that there are problems in the state of Illinois. We had been making some progress on that with more work to go. But you can't say the condition of the state is better since November 4th of last year. We were making the pension payments. We're not making the pension payments now. Or there's some question about that. The backlog of bills was being paid down. Representative Harris and I had worked very hard over the last 5 or 6 years in the Revenue Committee to work at getting the backlog of bills down. But there was still room to go. It's worse now than it's been, I think, in years. So, I mean, this is not helpful. Let's get a budget in place. Let's quit conditioning the budget on passing right to work or eliminating collective bargaining or eliminating prevailing wage, which really doesn't save you much, if any money at all, and get to taking care of the people of the state of Illinois.
Newding, you want to respond?
I would, yeah. Thank you. This is going to sound really odd coming from the budget director, but this is way bigger than the budget. It just is. We're never going to solve Illinois' financial problems by leaving everything aside and just raising taxes and moving on. Those who say, let's just do a budget and get on with it, that is not going to solve your problems. This is bigger than the budget, and structural changes need to be made to put us in a position to go long-term on the budget and solve it for the long-term.
There's plenty more to hear about the madness on the prairie. You can find a link on our website. For now, I'm Amanda Vinicky with The Players, your look into who's who in Illinois politics and what they're up to.